Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation. Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning.
Whoa. This is what happens when we're not in the same place together.
See, we're not even together and we're literally saying the exact same thing.
It is another beautiful Thursday morning and we are excited to launch into our show. But before we do that, let's recap.
What are we going to do? Let's see. So Shantae, I have had, I'm trying to think, how do I describe my week? It's been up, it's been down. I had a really fun trip last Friday for Juneteenth. We went to Deception Pass. It was my first time ever. Got to explore your neck of the woods, which was really fun. And
my mom was hot about it.
I know. I had a feeling. But it was really fun being out there and stuff because, like, you know the area. And, like, usually out here in Seattle, I'm like, oh, this and that and the other, especially, like, in my neighborhood. Yeah. But you're like, oh, no, I know over here. Oh, no, we got to go over there. Like, that was fun. Beautiful day. It was beautiful weather.
Yes.
I've never, ever been to, like, that water there. We walked across the bridge, and that was kind of terrifying. But all in all, it was a good time. Jagger had a good time, my puppy boy. That was pretty much
Jagger. Wait, Jagger's new here. What's going on?
Oh, well, so Jagger's my dog.
I don't think we've ever heard. We've only heard of Kitty.
Oh, yeah. So Jagger is...
Shantae's like, oh.
He's the... I don't know, right?
Turning into an animal show here.
No, so Jagger is the dog that I got with my ex-boyfriend.
Aha!
And then when we like split up and we weren't living with each other anymore, then kept Jagger Boy and then I got to keep Kitty. But I still get to see Jagger and all that.
Oh, good visitations. That's good.
You know.
I love her. Yeah, it's got to get
there. Was no nasty custody battle.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. We've got it working out. It works for us.
That's some good parenting right there. That is right there. It's because I'm good parenting.
Oh, my God. But what about you, Shantae? Let's talk about why we're not together today.
Woo woo! I am being a reckless millennial, and I flew out to New York.
New York, New York.
Hey. So yeah.
Love that song.
Me too.
I want to be a part of it.
But yeah, I flew out to New York to visit my friend Marissa for the week. We're really just chilling out here and it's super funny because I decided to go like a while ago. Like I've had my ticket booked for probably a couple of months now. And then, everything was kind of slowing down with Corona and I felt pretty good about it. Like Washington's numbers weren't rising. New York's numbers weren't rising and they were actually set to go to phase two the Monday that I got here. Well, I got here on Saturday, but like on Monday they entered phase two. And literally, yeah.
Okay.
So like restaurants are now open and I was like afraid there wasn't going to be anything to do, but we actually went to one restaurant and it was all outdoor seating and, you know, same rules as in Seattle right now. But I was just happy that we could go somewhere. But the gag is now that I'm here and everything seemed cool, their governor is actually putting like a travel advisory out. So like anyone flying in from states where cases are rising, he's saying like you have to do a mandatory 14-day quarantine, right? And if not—
So are you like, stuck out there now?
Well, no, I'm not stuck. They're definitely okay. Letting people go back. But the thing is, Washington's definitely on the list, as is Alabama, yeah. Florida. And I was like, so I'm only here for a week and I've been here. And so I'm like, do these rules still apply? No, I'm joking. But like, it's just interesting because they're fining folks. And so I'm like, okay, if I go out to a bar and I show my ID, is that going to be like a thing?
Yeah. So
it's sticky times. And
yeah. Cause remember that whole thing with like Hawaii, I was like, oh yeah, I could fly out to Hawaii, but Hawaii was actually making y'all like 2 weeks of quarantine as soon as y'all got there.
Yeah, no one comes, no one goes.
And people were actually getting arrested and stuff for that.
Yes.
Because neighbors were calling on folks.
Right. So we'll see. Hopefully, I don't think I'm stuck out here. If I am, oh well.
Like, yeah, oh, drag.
I know, right?
Yeah, like, right. Oh, well,
it's
darn.
80 degrees every day. The sun's shining by 6 a.m.
Yeah, I could be stuck in worse places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not, alone, so.
Exactly. I've got friends. So yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm
or
excited.
Or meet new friends.
You know.
Oh,
did you miss that one? Was that obvious? Did you miss that one? What's going on? Jazz got it? Like what?
No, I got it. But then I was like, but right now it's like,
hey,
I
know. Hey, just saying.
Like, oh, so where did you meet your sweetheart? Oh, you know, just in New York during the coronavirus pandemic of 2020.
That is a beautiful story, actually.
People
Jasmine.
Can still date? Yeah, thank you.
And you know what? Here's the thing. It's one of those things where it's like, it's totally got a historical, you know, like annotation to it. So.
You'll never be able to forget it. That this would be the best time.
It's like our version of the Depression. All right.
It literally.
Yeah, like,
seriously.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Okay. Dude.
They're going to have like, instead of saying like, you know, oh yeah, I was born during the Depression or after the Depression, you know, it was like I was born during the pandemic. I was one of those.
Oh, you make it sound so, oh, the pandemic.
No, nobody's thinking of that. Okay. Anyways. Also, Shantae and I did a t-shirt giveaway in honor of Juneteenth and Black Lives Matter. So Shantae's mom has been making those really cool Black Lives Matter t-shirts that you guys have been seeing us wear. And she made a few extras for us to give away to some of our listeners and viewers because one, they're pretty popular. And two, they're really popular. And two, why not, engage with our people and get them excited about, the idea of having like something from us. So we had them share a video of ours and we had a couple participants and our winners are, drum roll please. Doing it.
Oh no, you'll get it. Gotta wait for it. Hey!
There we go. We have Ishmael who won, and Ishmael is actually our like video editor. So shout out to you. Thank you so much for participating. And also thank you so much for all you do for us behind the scenes.
Yeah, thanks for being on a team.
Like, yeah, you are a rock star. And then secondly, Luca, AKA Beats by Luca, shout out to you. We really appreciate you and your support and your allyship, honestly. So
yeah, he's always supporting.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And then, do we want to mention about Lashfinder before we go into our icebreaker?
Let's do it! Okay, you guys. So last week's episode was a pre-recorded one with Cassandra McClure of Clean Beauty, the owner and creator of the Lashfinder. And through our interview with her and working with her, she's actually extended us a special discount code on the Lashfinder. So if you guys want to purchase the Lash Finder, go ahead and go on to lashfinder.com. Use our code THEWAYJT for 20% off of your guys' next purchase on lashfinder.com.
And they have the Lash Finder and they have lashes that are so cute.
Ooh. So,
yeah.
I'm totally a lash fanatic.
Yeah. So you can buy more than just the tool. And you can also find them on Instagram at LashFinder.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump into our icebreaker of this week, which we're switching it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We're going to try something new. It's a history lesson with Jazz and Tay, you guys. So last week, Jazz
because
and Mom
said,
because
the more you know.
Exactly. No, I'm totally vibing with this. I love this.
So last week, Jasmine's mom sent each of us a list of 5 influential Black people, or at least Black people you should know. Mm-hmm. And we were like, well, what could we do with this? And we basically researched all 5, or at least looked up all 5, and decided which one we wanted to share with you guys. So this is a history lesson, and we are each going to tell you a little bit about the person that we chose.
And what I'm excited about is because, you know, previously in Icebreakers that we were doing, we were trying to highlight, you know, important historical African-American figures, leaders, whatever. And we found that some of these we really just don't know. And, right. you know, so why not take this opportunity now that we've got a bunch of people and we're trying to educate ourselves? Let's go ahead and share that with you guys, because
right.
I'm surprised at how much like I've been learning. So I know that you guys can probably take away a lot from this as well.
I know. I mean, right? Just alone when I was taking my notes, I was like, oh my gosh, why don't I know who this is?
Same. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Same. Like,
it's actually, it was irritating to find out that I didn't know this person. So for me, my historical figure is Dorothy Height, who was an African-American civil rights activist who specifically focused on issues for African-American women, including illiteracy, voter awareness, unemployment, and all of that. She was an extreme feminist. She was born March 24th in 1912 in Richmond, Virginia, which if you guys know anything about Virginia, is a back in those times was...
Yeah.
Probably not the best place to grow up.
That'd be scary.
But also probably a great place for her to have been to kind of like catapult her into her career and her life. Yeah. Because I feel like you kind of are empowered or motivated by the stuff that you live through. She was 98 years old when she passed. So she lived a very full life and
good.
Her entire life, she worked tirelessly for the rights of African Americans, and as I said before, specifically women. Most of her work was done through the National Council of Negro Women. She was the president of that council for 40 years, and actually, after she like stepped down from being president, stayed on the board up until her death. So she was active until like 2010.
Bless her.
Yeah. She actually was an educated woman. She went to New York University, where she got 2 degrees. She got a BA in education and then a master's in psychology. So she was immensely educated.
Hair flip.
You know what I'm saying?
At NYU.
Period poo.
You feel me? Okay. Go on, Dorothy.
She touched many lives and actually was able to meet a lot of people that we know. Bill Clinton, Obama, actually met her as well. George W. Bush gave her the Congressional Medal. Wait, 1 second. Let me get I think it's the Congressional Gold Medal or something like
that. Is it the presidential? I know what you're talking about.
I got it. Give me just 2 seconds.
Is it congressional?
The posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom?
She got that too.
She could get that one. Let's give her that one too.
We'll give her that.
I'm sorry for this, you guys. I had it all ready and yeah, it's the Congressional Gold Medal she got from George W. Bush. Bill Clinton gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm. Okay.
And, she also had a very big role in the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King made his I Have a Dream speech. She actually was an organizer. And that was an event that really pushed her to really get involved with women's rights, because what she saw there is while all of her male counterparts were happy to have women help, they were still, you know, she said that she knew whose show it was. Yeah. So Hillary Clinton actually has a quote saying that, you know, she was a force to be reckoned with, and that any time she got the chance to fight for women, she took it. And that just really resonates with me, because I consider myself to be a fierce feminist, and I love any woman who is, you know, supporting women and empowering other women to be better and do better.
I love that.
That is Dorothy Height.
Shout out to Dorothy. thank you so much for sharing that. So Dorothy Height was another name I didn't know before this. And that's really inspiring, you know,
right?
especially thinking about the time in which, you know, she was born and trying to focus on illiteracy, voter, you know, that kind of stuff. That's huge. Because
right.
women, women were not, those types of things were just, oh no, we don't need that.
Right, you're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking, don't worry about reading or having an education.
Yeah.
Right.
What are words?
And I think that it's really important even, you know, to know about her right now because of everything that's going on. It's really like a woman to look up to. Like, she was prominent in really doing her thing for a really, really long time. And probably a lot of the stuff that we reap the benefits from, she helped to do that or pave the way for that. And that's just great to know.
Beautiful.
How about you, Jazz? Who do you got?
I'm going to highlight James Earl Cheney. This story's a little bit more on the sad side. But the reason why I chose James Cheney is because he is from my mom's hometown, Meridian, Mississippi. So that's kind of like, you know, close to home there. And also, my mom and I have been to this man's grave, his burial site. I've actually gone and visited it. And I don't think at the time I understood like the brevity of it, you know, like the cultural impact and history behind it. So definitely appreciating that in a different light.
As we find ourselves, I feel like as we get older, just like appreciating all the stuff that we didn't appreciate back then.
Absolutely. So with James Cheney, he was a civil rights worker. He was a part of the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, group in Meridian, Mississippi. He was known for, he organized voter registration classes, was introducing local CORE workers to like church leaders, and also was helping coordinating like travel between other CORE workers and trying to spread that kind of word and whatnot. James Cheney, at the time of his untimely passing, they were investigating the fire at a local church. It had been burned down, and it was confirmed that it had been torched by local KKK or Klan members, okay? So he was there with two other CORE workers doing that, investigating all that stuff, whatever. They ended up being arrested. They were detained with no phone calls. Upon their release, they were then again followed and then stopped, at which point they were beaten with rifles. Two of the men outside of Cheney were shot and killed. And Cheney himself was not only shot three times, but he was also chain whipped and castrated. And it took 44 days for the three bodies to be discovered. And that was only after it was presented to the FBI.
Naturally.
Because of the fact that two of the three missing men were Caucasian. So it faced a whole lot of backlash that a lot of cases, and there were similar disappearances like James Cheney. There were similar murders and whatnot happening that had been overlooked. And nobody thought about it because of the fact that they knew that it was probably related to racism and racial injustice.
Right.
And so because of the fact that, you know, hey, it's been a month and a half and we still don't know where, you know, these two people are, that's the only reason why it gained the attention that it did. It was really, like, reading that, it was really hard to, I just couldn't even imagine what they were going through. That must have been horrifying and terrifying. And then just to be left in, it was like in a shallow, like a dried out dam or something like that, that they were found. Moving forward from that, James Cheney had a younger brother who kind of tried to follow his legacy and keep doing the good work. His brother Ben, in 1998, established the James Earl Cheney Foundation, which purpose is to promote the work of civil rights and social justice. So that organization is a little over 20 years old now. You guys might also be familiar with a 1988 film titled Mississippi Burning. Mississippi Burning is based off of this story. I never knew that. I've not yet to see it. I know that I'm probably gonna cry once I do watch it. And then lastly, to wrap up the legacy of James Cheney, in 2014, President Barack Obama gave Cheney, along with Goodman and Schwerner, the other two civil rights workers who were murdered, the posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom. So that was why I brought that up, because I was like, hey, you know, yeah. But yeah, it just really, like, it opened my eyes, because this man is literally doing essentially kind of what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's all we're trying to do, is just advocate for civil rights and equality and things like that. And these men were murdered for it.
Right.
In a very violent and vicious way. And it's historically made an impact. But us doing that same thing today, you know, we're probably not obviously going to be met with that kind of response, but stuff like that still is happening and is alive and well.
And yeah. I think it's also, like, for instance, Emmett Till was also one of the people on my list that your mom sent me.
Yeah.
Somebody actually tweeted out the other day that if Emmett Till had lived, he'd be 79 today, or this year. What's crazy to me is to think that stuff like this is that close to us still. There are people
that's
still alive who...
That's this same lifetime.
Like, how old are your grandparents, your great, your, you know, aunts and uncles or anything like that? And it's still alive and well because, you know, a lot of this stuff is passed down generationally from kids taught that way. So it's, I definitely agree with you. And I hope that we're not met with any of the same hate.
Violence.
I mean,
hate.
We also, we're very sheltered in that we live in such a liberal state. And I'm thankful for that. But, like, I feel like if we lived anywhere else, maybe somewhere in the South where things aren't as great, it would be a kind of a different story.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that, just because, like, I, even just visiting certain parts of Mississippi with my mom, you can feel a shift, or, like, you can feel, say, maybe either on you or just, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't live like that. Like, I don't
energy,
you
know, shift.
Yeah. I just, out here, I'm so used to just being able to go anywhere and not worrying about it or whatever, you know? And even just in this, we went to Dallas back in, like, January, and I had a bunch of friends that were like, oh, you know, go check out this area. But almost every person was also like, oh, hey, well, make sure you avoid this part. Don't go any farther than this. And it's like, it sucks that that's a thing that has to be said. Like, hey, for your own protection, make sure you don't go to these areas.
Don't go past this street.
But have a great trip, you know, have a great time. Like, that's just to have that in the back of your mind. Like, and I don't know where I'm at. It could be a total accident that I end up in one of these areas.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Anyways, as I digress.
Yes. So that was our history lesson. I really enjoyed this. I think that we should do this again, because
me too.
I learned something, and I feel like our listeners will probably learn something as well.
And I like that I'm learning something through your voice. You know, like, I like hearing it from someone else. So that's also really helpful, and it helps me hold more information.
So before we get into our review of the week, where we're going to talk about the Insecure finale. Hey. We're a couple weeks late, but don't worry, guys, we got a lot to talk about. We're gonna jump into a really quick break. All right, you guys are listening to The Way. Stay tuned.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay, and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Hot, hot! Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association and the Washington State Secondary Athletic Administrators Association.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay, you guys. First of all, that song is so true. Like, I find myself looking over the little patio out into New York, and I'm just like, And then I get really inspired. Like, literally, I did that for a few minutes last night, and then I was like, let me pull out my laptop. I'm looking up sponsorships and I Fund Women grants, and I'm like, I don't know. Who knows?
No, but I love it.
This is truly whatever what dreams are made from, I guess.
Right. If it gets you inspired and it gets you motivated, girl, feed into that. Don't, you know, ride that wave. Ride it.
The live version's pretty dope, too. I actually saw Jay-Z in concert a few years back. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were joking.
No.
Gonna talk about the live one, like when Lil Mama jumped up on stage and
so did
ruined
I.
everything.
So did I.
I was like,
no.
I was like, come on, Benny.
No. I got better taste than that, Lil Mama. Really, you brought that into our conversation today.
Oh, no. I just think like that whole thing was so funny. She committed career suicide on that one.
A little bit. She had it made. She had it.
Okay. So let's jump into this review because there's a lot to unpack. When yes. it comes to the season finale of Insecure.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. So 2 weeks ago was the season finale of season four of Insecure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes.
And a lot happened. We thought that nothing was going to happen because there was one 30-minute episode left. You guys, they jammed everything into this last one, and they were like, we're going to answer all your questions. No
that
questions
part,
were answered.
I was just going to say that. That's the part that blew my mind, is that going into it, they were like, the season finale will answer a lot of questions. And I literally had probably 10 more questions at the
After
end
the
of
fact.
It than I did before. Right, right.
Like, so we have to
what
wait
is
for
this?
Season five, and we're in the middle of pandemic. They're not recording
it's
right
gonna
now.
It's going to be 2059 before we get the new season. I'm telling you. They're all going to be grandparents Dang. At this point.
Okay, so high level, what are the things that happened that blew your mind? Let's leave your nugget for very last and
all
talk
right,
like,
so,
a little bit more about it.
Okay, cool. Well, what blew my mind at first was like the whole situation with Lawrence and Issa, him officially getting that job in San Francisco.
Right.
We knew that was coming, okay? We knew. Right. And we all knew it was up in the air of like, okay, so he gets the job. Are they going to do long distance? Are they going to try to live with each other? Because this is still so new.
Right.
So that whole thing coming to fruition was kind of like, okay, it was satisfying because we knew it. Mm-hmm. But then the whole thought of like her, like, yeah, I'll move in with you. And then his reaction wasn't necessarily like thrilled.
He wasn't like thrilled. But he was like, he wanted that. He was like, yeah, that would be nice because you make me happy. And I was like, something's going on.
You know, because here's my thing. If somebody's telling me that they would move to another city to be with me, I'm probably going to be ecstatic.
Right.
You know?
But if you think about it, okay, so one, here was what I was thinking. I was thinking from the jump, if he got that job, that was going to be the end of this. I was
Same.
Like, so when he told us that, I was like, it's over. It's a wrap. They're
Same.
Not going to be able to make this long distance work.
Especially with Issa's job, with her job, her party
right.
planning thing in LA, like,
right.
hello.
And then Issa was so eager. That's the reason I thought Lawrence was kind of like, like she immediately was like, oh, well, like, you know, I can make new friends and I can move. And I'm like, Issa, like, this is so new. And like, that's so just like, and I get it. They're trying to make this work, you know, for real. And like,
but
they still got that love, but it just seems so like.
I'm never one to like, you know, women should do what women want to do rather than like sacrificing what they feel like they want to do for their man. So
exactly.
I'm just going to put that out.
And
there.
that's kind of, I was like, are we sure we're ready to do that?
Yeah.
Like, y'all ain't really.
Because I've been in that position before. Right.
Andy wants to break up with Molly.
Again. No shocker. There's no shocker, though.
There's no shocker because Molly is unbearable. But I knew she'll be in the show in season 5. So they cannot break that.
Because here's the thing. Not only is Andy great to look at.
Yes.
But his character is a nice character.
He's great. You know,
he doesn't annoy me. He's very well-spoken. He's reasonable. He's level-headed, you know.
He can communicate.
You know, and he puts a little attitude and like bass in his tone when he is being serious. And I can appreciate that, you know, because it's assertive in just the right kind of ways, you know?
Right.
But yeah, the other thing that I'm thinking, go ahead.
With
Andy and Molly, Molly pointed out a very good thing that neither of them had been in a relationship for as long as they have been.
Right.
So maybe with Andy, it's just a matter of like, this is that first, like hump in that relationship, and y'all need to talk about this so y'all can work it out and get over it now rather than just cutting ties altogether right now.
You know, I agree with you. The only thing is just that I feel like Andy has been trying for like what feels like a year. I don't really know like in the season what time frame we're in, but like they started like seeing each other back in season 3.
Yeah, and I forgot that like they were like seeing other people and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's when she met him at Coachella. So like they've been doing this, and Molly's always trying to find some reason to sabotage the relationship or just anything. And if I were him, I'd be tired too. However, I also think that he's good for her.
Same.
And so it's like, I feel like they should stay together because he's good for her. He keeps her level-headed and makes her really think outside of herself. And also I think another thing, reason he wants to break up is that he might be afraid. He might be feeling like this is getting really serious. And while that's what he wants, it's like the first time that it's ever been like this. Yes. And it's with Molly. Yes. And it's tumultuous, you know? It doesn't feel like it's a sure thing and it's locked down.
Yes.
So.
That part. I agree with you there for sure.
I am
getting
Mandy.
Too real.
Yeah.
Mandy, I love that.
But.
Because you know what? Ollie didn't make sense.
Yeah, that's enough. And I just hope that they can figure it out. But also, if Andy decides to leave, let's just hope he stays in the show.
Yeah, he should hook up with somebody else. That he should hook up with Condola.
No, we don't need those problems.
Okay. Also, next we kind of wrapped up and put a little bow on that whole Nate situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, he admitted to Issa that he definitely got in his feelings a little bit about, you know, her getting back with Lawrence.
As he should have.
And she admitted to him, like, yo, I didn't know what was going on with you, you know, so I'm sorry for not sitting around and waiting for you. Mm-hmm. He was very transparent. He was dealing with mental health issues, which is, you know, you can't hold that against anybody. So they talked about that. They're remaining friends. Even though, you know, Nate really would like for it to be more.
Hey, friends.
You know that he wants for it because he got really mad, you know?
Wink, wink.
Yeah. So, I know for a fact Nate's going to be in the next season.
Absolutely.
I am
team.
What is that? Nasa?
Nasa? Yeah, I don't know what that name is. Nathan and Issa.
Let's do Nasa. I am excited to see how that plays out, and I really don't want for like Issa to quote unquote mess things up with go ahead.
Let's get to one last thing. So in this episode they also touched on, and actually it was majority of the episode, they touched on Tiffany, Amanda Seale's character, having postpartum depression after having her first child. And again, I think I said this the last time we talked about it. If they're going to talk about it, I needed them to talk about it. And I feel like they got into it more, but they still didn't like put a name to it.
They didn't dive into it.
Yeah. And it was like, we all know what's happening because we know, but like they weren't explicitly like, oh, this looks like postpartum depression and like moving forward, you know? And I think they'll do that in season 5. But we have to wait so long for season 5. It was like when she was pregnant and she came back this season pregnant. And I was like, she's been pregnant for like 3 years.
At this point. So speaking of pregnancies, Let's talk.
Guess who's pregnant?
Condoleezza.
Girl, put some respect on.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm still so upset about it. Her name is Condola, aka Condola.
I was like, what? That even tweaked my ear for a minute. I'm like, excuse me? Did I miss something?
She does it all the time.
If you weren't okay. listening, you are now. Yes. So 2 weeks ago, you guys heard me put out there that I believe that Condola is having a surprise baby because things with Lawrence and Issa were going way too well, and she was blowing him up, this and that and the other. And then again, Issa and Lawrence are way, way, way too happy at this point of the season.
Yeah.
Lawrence comes over, breaks the news to her. Hey, Condola is having a baby. Not only is she having a baby, but she is having his baby.
Yeah.
All right? Now, I said I was going to take a shot if I was wrong, and I was wrong. However, come to find out, I was actually very much right, and they are, in fact, having a surprise baby, but I am not okay with it at all.
You know, this is why I'm team Ethan, because...
That would just be less messy altogether,
exactly.
Right?
It would be so much less mess. She need, like, you guys don't even understand how, like, I want Issa and Lawrence, but I wanted them back together season one.
Right. Like, I wanted them to, yes, exactly.
I needed everything that happened in this season to happen in season one. And actually, I'm going to bring that up. I've been rewatching it with my friend Marissa. So we just finished season one last night, and then the other night. And then now we're on season two. And there's just so much that's happened in season four that for everything to work out in season four, it needed to happen in season one.
That makes sense.
So like,
The
conversation that they had when they first went on that date together, and they had a very open conversation about where they were when Issa cheated and like how he wasn't being supportive. And that's what made her step out and all this stuff. Like they literally never had that conversation.
Right.
When they first broke up.
Yeah.
Do you know how much time, emotion, and like how much stress I could have saved?
Oh, absolutely. Because that conversation one was so short when they finally did have it, and everything was laid out and aired out, and then it was like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
and everything was good.
And they felt so much better about getting back into things. Like,
if you also remember in season one, Issa was like, hey, do you want to talk about this when she was in Malibu? Lawrence called her from the strip club. Remember that? And he was like, yeah, I want to do that. I'll be staying at the house until you come back. And then he wasn't
and
there.
And then cleaned out all of his stuff.
But was clapping cakes with his bank teller.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm still upset about
trash.
It. You guys.
But yes.
Me going back to season one has made me re-dislike Lawrence.
Lawrence,
I'm like, God, I really know why I don't like him.
But yeah, so to wrap everything up, Condola is pregnant with Lawrence's baby. She is, I know, Benny cannot hold it together.
I'm sorry, the whole clapping cakes. Like, I'm sorry. That was, wow. Good morning, Seattle.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to anybody who's listening who doesn't know what
they're
that
probably
means.
In the middle of right. it, too. They're probably in the middle
I know,
of that.
Right? Like, you know what? If I wasn't before, I definitely am now. All right, so let's bring it back in.
Sorry.
Condola is definitely pregnant and having Lawrence's baby. They are not getting back together. Okay, that's
at this. To have the baby.
He doesn't want to have the baby, but he's not going to tell her
not
what
to.
Do. And she gave him an out. You know, she said you can be as involved as you would like. Either way, I'm good. So she's having this baby regardless. And now Issa and Lawrence are going to have to try to figure out, you know, what's going to happen. So again, we've got this whole question and plethora of like, what's going to happen come season five? We just really don't know.
I'm over it. I knew this was going to happen. So it's like, whatever.
Okay. So we are going to move on to our hot topic. But before we do so, we're going to go ahead and jump into another quick 2 to 3 minute break. please stay tuned. It's very important. You guys are listening to The Way.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, 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 guys. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our review of the week and reviewed the finale of Insecure. I'm going to say I'm looking forward to season 5, and I wish that it was coming out like next month.
Like the end, at least at the end of this year, give us another season before 2020 ends, because we got nothing but time.
Yes. So now let's get into our hot topic. It's something very important to us. So we've been trying to continue, you know, educating our listeners and educating ourselves on all of the stuff that's going on in the world right now. And as you guys know, social unrest has not stopped. And the killings of unarmed Black people has also not stopped since George Floyd. But what we want to talk about today is Breonna Taylor. And we actually talked about her about a month ago with you guys when we talked about Ahmaud Arbery, Sean Reed, Sean Furr. And since then, there's not been much action at all. There's not really been anything done. So Breonna Taylor was murdered in her home in March 13th to be exact. The world didn't find out about all of this until about May. So 2 months, you know,
after the fact.
And then since then, the only thing that has happened is, thankfully, Louisville has banned no-knock warrants. That happened last week. As well as one of the officers involved in the shooting has been fired for blindly and wantonly firing 10 rounds into Breonna Taylor's home. And they fired him because there's no way he could have assessed the threat because his view was obstructed by a door and a window screen or some kind of like a screen door. So there was no way that he could have seen the threat coming to him for him to have fired his weapon. And that's not a part of the Louisville Police Department's protocol. So they fired him for that. Now, he will have to go to like a court hearing for that. And after the fact, we'll have 10 days to appeal it, which I think is what's going to happen.
Right.
I think that they fired him just to get everybody off their backs, or at least to quiet everybody down for a little while. And then, you know, when his 10 days are up, he's going to be back in the police department working again.
Right.
That's really all I wanted to say. Breonna is not trending anymore on social media. Nobody is really talking about it except for us, obviously. And, well, not like us, but, you know, the Black community. We're still fighting for justice for her, because at the end of the day, there was negligence. They weren't at the right apartment, and someone completely innocent who should have never even been in their crosshairs is now dead.
And that's the part that we're, you know, we understand, you know, mistakes happen. This is just something that's it's an unbelievable mistake, but there's no accountability being held. And that's what it is.
And that's just really, I think, what the whole movement is about right now. Not, you know, like, we have to hold our police department to a higher standard. You cannot enforce the law and then not have it apply to you. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. And so another thing I wanted to say about Breonna Taylor is that I forgot my train of thought, so let's just
That's okay. We have the petition, the link for the petition for justice for Breonna Taylor is on our link tree on our Instagram, The Way with Jazz and Tay.
So if you guys want to sign that petition to, you know, essentially call for the arrest of these three officers. Oh, what I wanted to say is that the other two officers involved are only on administrative leave pending their pending the investigation, which seems to be taking eons, even though
far it didn't too long
that long for the officer that they fired. So there's that. But yes, you guys can go onto our Instagram. The link in our bio has the petition link and you can sign it right there. Please sign it. Please share it with all of your friends. You can copy that link or share it directly to your Facebook or your Twitter as well. Outside of Breonna Taylor, and since the passing of George Floyd and the subsequent protests nationwide and internationally, there's been additional deaths in the Black community. And we just wanted to touch on those and say their names and also just bring a little bit of light from our platform to these situations. So Rashard Brooks, I'm sure many people know about this. He was shot outside of a Wendy's parking lot in Atlanta, Georgia. He had fallen asleep either in the parking lot or in the drive-thru intoxicated. He refused a breathalyzer or just like the walking test.
I'm honestly not sure, but
the field sobriety test.
Yeah.
He refused to do that. You know, tried to like scuffle with the cops, grabbed one of their tasers and then ran away. And then that's when, you know, the officer shot him 3 times in his back,
thus killing him.
The officer held responsible. So I've decided from here on out, I don't really want to say the officers' names because I've decided
it's not important.
It's not important.
I mean, it also feels it is,
like,
but
some of these officers are continuing to do this for like some kind of notoriety. Because I don't know, like,
it's here's the thing.
When it's like,
this Breonna Taylor situation, when it's an officer in which you need to say their name as a point of getting them taken care of, yes, it's important.
Right.
Yeah, we need to know who their names are so that they can get properly arrested or charged or whatever.
So the officer held responsible for this shooting, it now faces 11 charges, 11 charges, including murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. All of these can be convicted with jail time or in the state of Georgia, the death penalty.
Small. That's a small win.
It is a small win. I would like to see them actually take the action and convicting him and properly sentencing him.
Yeah.
Because that's really where it will fall off. And I feel like I say this all the time. It's great to have arrests and everything, but like the real justice comes from the conviction and the sentencing. So hopefully the jury's unbiased and hopefully the judge will sentence him properly as well. If found.
Another one, I know we're running a little bit, going a little bit low on time. Another one that I really wanted to highlight was the death of Elijah McClain, which has only started trending, I want to say, this past week. Young man was actually killed almost a year ago at this point, and we're just now hearing about it. and the circumstances surrounding it are really truly heartbreaking and disheartening, and truly makes you sad. The police were called on this, he was 23 at the time, from Colorado. The police were called on him because he was acting suspiciously, okay? Mm-hmm. This young man had anemia, so he was known to wear face masks and things like that to keep himself warm. He was wearing a ski mask, and they said that he was waving his arms around, which posed this threat, okay? When he was approached by the police officers, I guess he didn't hear them, didn't stop or whatever, which they then used force to detain him. During the course of this, you know, he got really worked up. He was getting hurt. They had him in a carotid hold, which is very similar to like that knee hold that was, I think you're right, Shantae. I think it's the one where they use the arm around like a choke hold, which they have since outlawed, just so you know. That hold is no longer valid use in that police department.
Good.
But he was then, you know, placed, and he was unconscious. They said that they used ketamine to sedate him because he was too wild. During the course of that scuffle and the administration of the ketamine, he became unconscious, suffered a heart attack, was then pronounced brain dead a few days later, okay? Literally, this escalated from 0 to 100, and a life was lost. And the cause of his death is listed as undetermined. This petition has gathered over 2 million signatures to reopen the investigation. And the defense attorney out there says that he will not do it because there's not been any new evidence. And you can't reopen cases based off of signatures on a petition. So I really do urge you guys to do some more research about this Elijah McClain situation, because he was a young light that was taken from us way too soon. If you look, you can look through and find articles that talk about what his last words were. And this boy was so sweet and so positive and such a light that it truly hurts that this situation is unfolding this way. So I really do urge you guys to try to pursue justice for Mr. McClain in this situation. And we need to get this case reopened.
I just can't. Oh gosh.
It's heartbreaking.
Head into our recap. And then I'm going to say like just a few closing things about the last few people that we had. Maybe we'll just revisit those next week.
Yeah.
So recap of the week, our weeks, I say The Way.
Yeah, The Way too. I had a pretty refreshing week. So I'm here for that.
Yeah. I mean, a change of scenery has really got me like up and alive, and I feel just really refreshed. So I would say The Way as well. Our icebreaker, a history lesson.
Absolutely
The Way. Not The Way that I didn't know who Dorothy Height was. Like I'm like, ugh.
But that's what we're doing this for, you know? The more you know.
I'm now thinking like, I really hope that the girl trek that I was doing or that I'm doing, I hope that they highlight her in one of the days. I'm hoping so that I can learn just a little bit more about her. I just feel like that would make sense.
Yeah, love it. Review of the week, Insecure season finale.
The Way.
A mixture.
Yeah, it's a.
It's The Way.
Bad. How would end it?
Not The Way. Definitely not The Way.
And calling for the arrest of the officers who murdered Breonna Taylor. I mean, I wish it were for any other reason, but that's The Way. And calling for justice for all the rest of these young Black lives that have been lost is also The Way. And please continue to do what you can.
Yeah.
See you next week.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.